Major talks between the CPP and PNC have been concluded with the two agreeing to merge. A report to that effect is currently before the leadership of the two major Nkrumah-East parties for a final decision. The only problem now is the issue of timing, as the elections are barely 3 months away. The CPP Director of Communications, Ni Ama Komfra, disclosed this on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Decision Time.
We are getting there. We have leaders in our party who are committed to the merger. And I believe we have leaders on the PNC side who are committed to the merger. Indeed, we've agreed to merge. So, the impediments now is time. It's a timeline issue.
Mr. Komfra, this is positive, but we have 3 months to elections. Can you tell us of any alliance in the offing between the two parties?
We have set up teams. They have met. They have concluded the merger discussions. They have tabled a report to their leaders. And the leaders will decide. And that's why they are leaders, and we're waiting on them to decide. What we said, this election is not necessarily a timeline for us. It's not we've said this is not the only ingredient in seeking to bring an Nkrumah-East government to power this time or indeed in the future. And so we are working to our own timeline. We're working to our own what we seek to do. We've gone ahead and we've met. The teams have delivered on the mandate they've been given. We've delivered the report to the leaders. The leaders are following the path to merger. I don't see that you can conclude at this stage that there's an inability to merge by the CPP or the PNC.
The Vice National Chairman of the PNC, David Nebe, said the PNC is committed to the measure and will continue to push for it to happen.
All the Nkrumah-East parties want unity. PNC has always been the party pushing for the unity. It started with Dr. Lehmann, like I told you. It was Dr. Lehmann's initiative to bring together all splintered Nkrumah-East parties. He did not succeed. Then when Dr. Mahama took over from Dr. Lehmann, he pursued that agenda. We called it an unfinished agenda, the unfinished agenda of Dr. Hillel Lehmann. So Dr. Mahama continued that lesson. And there's every documented evidence to that effect, that it is the PNC who has always initiated the unity talks. So PNC has never been an impediment in the unity talks.
David Nebe is the National Vice Chairman of the PNC.
Meanwhile, a member of the Socialist Forum of Ghana, Kwesi Pratt, says he does not see any possible merger between the CPP and the PNC since elections are just at the corner. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Decision Time, Mr. Pratt said the actions by both parties indicate that there is no way they will admit they will merge, at least for the December elections.
You've heard that over and over again. The elections are only 2 months away. They're not talking about elections 6 months away. Both parties have their presidential candidates, and both presidential candidates are determined to go forward. Both parties have elected their national officers. Nobody is ready to make any concession and so on. The last time I heard Mr. Ayariga make the claim that he was going to go ahead and that a merger at this stage would be inimical to the interests of the PNC. How can anybody who wants to be honest make the claim that the two parties will merge before the December election?
So what would you say is the major impediment to the two parties coming together?
I think it's the personal ambition of leaders. It is obvious that all of these pro-Nkrumah parties can only make an impact in any election if they came together and erected a platform of struggle in order to help the underprivileged persons in our society to achieve the aspiration. These parties are not uniting. These parties are not focusing attention on the broad aspirations of the Ghanaian people. So that is the problem. It's the personal ambition of individuals. It's overriding all other considerations.
A member of the Socialist Forum of Ghana, Kwesi Pratt,